One of the questions we always ask is that, how do I know that God loves me? Especially when lives get challenging and it seems like things are getting way out of hand and it's getting hard at days. We ask that if God really loves me, then why does he allow all these things to happen to me? Why if God really loves us, then why do we still experience pains and sufferings and all the imperfection and in the injustice and all the things that are happening all around us? Why this pandemic happened? Why did God allow disease and cancer and all these things to happen? If God loves all of us, then why do suffering and pain still exist? This had been a perennial question that had been asked over the ages, even before the arrival of our Lord Jesus Christ, even in the Old Testament, even from the beginning of time. My brothers and sisters, if we think that God somehow is to make our life easier, better, or perfect, I think we're not looking for faith. We're looking for a genie to serve us. We're looking for someone to grant our wish. We're looking for a butler that make our life perfect or as we would desire it to be. Faith is not here to make everything perfect or according to our ways, but faith is here to let us know that Jesus truly cares for us and he had compassion for us. So let us go back to this word compassion. I think it's one of the words that we hear all the time, but I don't think we really put it into practice or understand it in our present day and age, our postmodern world. To have compassion for someone, go back to this Latin root, compassio, willing to suffer with. Jesus had true compassion for us because he was willing to suffer with us. You heard in the gospel reading today that his own disciples were looking for glory, but he invited them to drink the cup that he drank, the cup of love, the cup of outpouring love, self-sacrificial, self-donating love, the cup that he chose to lay down his life for us. My brothers and sisters, today, according to our current technology, the Hubble telescope can scout the whole universe, and this is just a guesstimate, okay? According to the Hubble telescope and according to our current calculation, there's about 33 billion, not million, billion galaxies in this expanding universe. And we live in the Milky Way galaxy, one of the 33 billion. And we can't even understand our own solar system yet. We cannot even understand our own Milky Way galaxy yet. Yet there are 33 billion out there. And imagine this, if it doesn't boggle your mind, out of those 33 billion galaxies, the Son of God came to live and to die for us. He lived like us in all things but sin and chose to die for us. How many of our powerful, influential, and wealthy people are willing to do that? How many of them are willing to be compassionate, to willingly suffer with other people? Throughout this whole pandemic, we heard a lot of people said, we're all in this together. That begs the question, really? Are we really all in it together? Are we really willing to suffer with other people? Or are we only using this as a slogan to somehow show that we, quote unquote, care? To truly care, to have compassion, to willing suffer with someone, to be present to them, and to love them. Jesus had done that. Our Lord Jesus Christ chose to be with us, to suffer with us, and ultimately die for us. That is ultimate love. And this love continue to be in living at each and every Mass, my brothers and sisters. And He invite each and every one of us too to take upon the yoke, to drink the cup that He drink, just that He had said, for the Son of Man did not come to be served. No, He doesn't care about power. He doesn't care about prestige. He doesn't care about wealth. He doesn't care about anything else. Not to be served, but to serve and to give His life as a ransom for many. So the question that I have raised for you in the beginning was the same question that the Markan community raised. The community of St. Mark suffers so much. And they not only suffering from the persecution that they have to endure from the outside, but also the division that they had. Because when life gets hard, when it rained, it pours, and it felt like somehow being Christians was so hard. And so many people were tempted to walk away. So many people have said, why do we have to endure all of this for Christ Jesus? Why do we have to be Christians? Why do we have to believe? Why do we have to be in so much pain and isolation and rejection by society? Why? And the Gospel of St. Mark, as with other Gospels, were written to affirm the faith of the suffering community, to strengthen the faith of Christians, and to tell them that just as Christ had willingly chose to become one of us, to be incarnate, to live like us in all things, to suffer and to die for us, so should we too walk the path of the cross, walk the way of faith, and to become Jesus in all things. Jesus have said clearly today, those of us who wishes to be great should be servant. Those who wishes to be first should be a slave of all. We are called to be like Jesus, who truly cares, who truly have compassion, because He was willing to suffer with us and for us. My brothers and sisters, what does faith afford us? What does faith promise to us? What does faith tells us? Our faith teaches us that we have a loving God, a faithful God, a compassionate God, a God who is true, a God who loves us, a God who suffered for us. We heard it in the first reading from the prophet Isaiah. This is the fourth song of the suffering servant. And even before Jesus was incarnate, His way, His life, His love was already paved throughout salvation history through prophecy. He chose to bore all the affliction, all the suffering for us. So the next time that we ask ourselves, does God really love me? I want you to know the answer is yes. He loves us. The answer is, for us then, the question for us then, is that do we love Him? Are we willing to bear everything, even pains and suffering, for the love of Him or not? Or will we walk away when things get hard? The early Christians had to ask the same question. They had to endure the same thing. And as a matter of fact, outside of America, many people are asking this question every day. What does this mean to believe? Because faith is no longer a convenience, an option. They have to choose to live their faith. It is always a sacrificial choice, for Jesus truly loves us. So I'll leave you with this writing from St. Teresa of Avila, or St. Teresa of Jesus, because we just celebrated her feast day yesterday. One day she was walking in the cloister garden of her monastery, and she saw a young boy at the corner playing. He was just by himself, so she was walking over and asked him, "I am Teresa of Jesus. Who are you?" To that, the young boy looked at her and said, "I am Jesus of Teresa." Did you catch that? Replace Teresa's name with your name. I am of Jesus. I belong to him. I love him. And he belongs to me. He loves me. My brothers and sisters, this is what faith is about. This is what the Eucharist teaches us, that each and every time we come to the Eucharist, come to Mass, we receive his very love. We belong to him. And nothing can separate us from him. And therefore, my brothers and sisters, I want you to know that. That faith does not make everything perfect. It won't take away everything that's wrong. But it makes us have the strength of his grace to bear everything, to endure everything. Because everything becomes possible because of his love. Because of his grace, because of his faithfulness, and because of his compassion for us. So therefore, may we learn to be compassionate, loving, and giving our everything to him as well.